Afternoon, West Liberty. This is Ian. Today, I am going to have an interview for you guys that I hope you all are excited to hear. We are going to have this interview today with Dr. Pat Massonia. Dr. Pat Massonia is a graduate of Stumel Catholic Central High School in 1963. He's an alumni of Franciscan University in 1968. He attended University of Guadalajara in 1972 and obtained his medical degree. He completed his residency in aesthetic medicine and gynecology in 1978. He currently is a vice president for the Jefferson County Board of Health. Dr. Pat Massonia, how are you today?
I'm fine, Ian. Hope all of you are well.
Thank you for hopping on the show today. I'm glad you were with us. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus and COVID issues we have currently going on in today's world, and we're just going to hop right into that. The first question I want to ask, which is I think the hot topic for the COVID-19 pandemic currently is, masks are back in the headlines since the Center of for Disease Control and Prevention updated its guidelines and now says individual benefit increases with increasing community mask use. What is the CDC telling the general public currently?
Oh, yeah, and this is not only a hot topic, but a topic of education. We do know that masks do make a difference in protecting others, but recently, as I believe 2 days ago, the CDC reported that masks not only help protect others, but also we're now learning that it protects ourselves. So I do believe if we all could get on the mask-wearing program, that we can really decrease the incidence of the coronavirus. So I believe, and many others believe, that masks are very important.
I know my family has been wearing them just as much and doing that, and I thank you for answering that question. I know there's so much confusion with those masks, and I think that clears that up for the listeners tuning in today. The second question I wanted to follow up was, every year we hear about how important the flu shot is. Is it even more important during the pandemic to get a flu shot, and why?
Well, the flu shot is only going to protect you from getting the flu. Right now we have, of course, the vaccine is on its way. So getting the flu shot will give you no protection for the coronavirus, even though we talked about the coronavirus being a flu, but the flu shot that we're currently receiving does not have any protection for the coronavirus.
Okay, that's understandable here. With the next weeks coming in for Thanksgiving, what is the best way for everyone returning home to stay safe over the holidays, specifically college students? Like I said, they are returning home, visiting with family and friends. Do you think Thanksgiving could possibly lead to a super spread of COVID-19, and how can we keep ourselves safe during this time of holidays and meeting up with family and catching up with one another?
So, Ian, that's a great question, somewhat difficult to answer, but there are, again, very strict guidelines provided by CDC, especially for college kids in our area, even where you are because of the high incidence of COVID. You're taking the risk of taking home to your parents, your grandparents. I think it's very important to consider, as much as I hate to say this, because as you know, we are a big family members. We like big dinners. But I think this year we need to reconsider how we do this. It's probably very safe to have one household at a Thanksgiving dinner. But I do get concerned now the college students who are coming from everywhere back home. As far as the spread once you're home, we know that there are very high hot spots for getting COVID, such as gyms, restaurants, bars. So I know college kids, because I was one a few years ago, know what we like to do with Thanksgiving. But I think this time we really need to think that through and avoid those kind of encounters and just spend some family time together.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. I know, like you said, with the massive family gatherings and stuff, it's going to be hard, and like you said, with college students doing college student things, it's going to be interesting how it all plays out. And real quick, when you talked about gyms, what's some advice you can give maybe college students or even any listener right now? Do you think going to the gym, everyone does want to stay in shape, do you think that's good for them to go? Do you think they should do at-home workouts? What are your thoughts on the whole gym life, I guess, for people currently listening in?
Well, gym life, again, we know that's always been a high incidence of exposure. But when you're going to the gym, you know, if the idea of spreading the aerosol contaminates in a gym, you're breathing hard, you're doing a lot of hard exercises, so we're aerosolizing the area. A mask is protective, but going to the showers and in those areas are a concern. So if you can, again, follow the 6 foot distancing, which I think a lot of gyms have done, taking a shower at home, you can reduce the risk of this. And one thing I like to say is, in answering some questions, try to manage the risk. What I mean by that is just take some extra precautions and reduce your risk of not only contaminating, but also getting the virus. As we all know, there are many, many people that are asymptomatic, but they're testing positive, so they are spreaders.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know, like you said, with asymptomatic people, I actually just had to get tested for COVID-19 due to the college's protocols. And a lot of my friends are worried about that asymptomatic problem, especially when going into these tests. Thank you for answering those first couple of questions, Dr. Macedonia. Right now, we are going to take a brief commercial break here on WGLZ 91.5 FM. Welcome back, listeners, to WGLZ 91.5 FM. Today, we are here with Dr. Pat Macedonia discussing the COVID-19 issues currently going on in our world today. Dr. Pat, thank you so much again for joining us. I really do appreciate this. We're going to hop back into some questions about the COVID-19 situation regarding some questions listeners have and even myself, and I know you can definitely help us out here. So the next question I had for you, we just talked about Thanksgiving, I want to hop into the topic of holidays. Do you believe colleges and universities should have students return to campus after the holiday with the uncertainty of where they have been?
Yes, I do. I am one that proposes and a proponent of kids going back to school, whether grade school, high school, colleges. I think we're missing a lot by not having classes, face-to-face classes. But there again, if we could just kind of this Christmas break, Thanksgiving break, just do the right things and avoid the hot spots, try to do the best we can not to be in situations where we're either going to get the virus or we have to be quarantined. Because as you know, this spreads very quickly. So when kids come back to college and they start getting tested, it's going to be a lot of quarantine and a lot of isolation at school. And this is when the question comes up, what do we do from here on? Do we go hybrid? Do we go online? Or do we stay in class? So there's going to be a lot of discussion, I'm sure, when school gets back in session come January.
That's understandable. I know for West Liberty, and I'm pretty sure for other campuses around the nation, we extended our Christmas break by a week because we canceled our spring break. Do you think that will play into factor of hoping to stop the spread with that spring break cancellation and giving us an extra week on the winter break or no?
No, I do. But there again, yeah, it depends on what you're going to do with that extra week. I mean, what are students going to do? Are they going to, you know, put themselves in harm's way for contacting COVID-19? Or are they actually going to, you know, stay home and study? Kind of a joke, but you know, again, it depends on what you're going to be doing when you're off that extra week.
I did like the joke. I know a lot of people would. Studying an extra week before even getting back to school would be very interesting and hard to figure out what material you would be studying. The next question I wanted to follow up with is, again, focusing on the student route. If a student thinks, or anyone actually, if a person thinks they've come in contact with someone that is infected, or that even if the person has COVID, what should their next steps be in going about their life and how they should go on with this problem?
Ian, that's a great question, and somewhat confusing. So we talk about two terms, quarantine and isolation. So let's start with quarantine. If you've come in contact with somebody that you know has tested positive, the correct thing to do, the recommendation thing to do, is quarantine yourself for 14 days. That means stay away from other people so that in the event that you may become positive, at least you haven't spread any further. That's what quarantine means.
Isolation is totally different in that if a patient is tested positive for COVID, that's called isolation. They are, best thing to do is just keep away from everybody. Again, I know that's hard, but if you live at home, you should be staying in your room. If you live in the dorm, you should be in the dorm room by yourself. So the quarantine recommendations for 14 days, the isolation the isolation time is 10 days. Now, there's a little bit to that. If you have time, I can go into that a little bit more as far as isolation.
Okay, so basically for the listeners, if you're in quarantine 14 days, if you're in isolation 10 days, everyone. The next question I wanted to pose to you, Dr. Macedoni, is a large percentage of students here at West Liberty are involved in sports and many programs want to play this spring. I know right now we do have Division I athletics going on with college football. My question I wanted to pose to you is how difficult do you expect it to be to play spring semester sports, whether that be your fall sports that got canceled and postponed, as well as your spring sports? How hard do you think that's going to be because of the pandemic?
I think there's going to be a lot of questions asked. If we follow the current trend of cases increasing significantly, we may be seeing our sports program for the spring canceled. I think it's going to be up to individual schools what their opinion is going to be. But I think right now it's a very difficult question to answer.
That's one thing I know a lot of colleges have talked about. Like you said, it's a hard question to answer. I mean, right now we're seeing it currently, like I said, with college sports. I mean, there were three SEC games for football canceled this week, as well as the Ohio State-Maryland game was canceled because of these COVID-19 outbreaks. Is there a specific thing, I guess you could say, for athletics, the student athletes that are participating in these sports, whether it be, you know, you go to practice, you go to study, you go to your class, and you go back to your room and isolate? Or do you think they kind of have to go about their lives as normal as they can just because they're the student athletes and they're trying to participate in their sports?
Good point, Ian. I think your comment about going back to their normal lives, in reality, we like to say that. But is it possible that we can, you know, adopt that policy? Probably not. Again, I just think we need to be smart about what we're doing and try to prevent from getting it. And if you do get COVID, try to prevent other people from getting it. The only way we're going to slow the spread down is stopping the spread by doing the right thing.
I know this is another hard question. Do you have any idea of when we could even go back to normal? I know a lot of people have heard in the news and medical field, we're going to be like this for a while, a year, a couple months. Do you have any idea or thought, or have you heard anything about maybe a normal life again anytime soon?
Well, I can't answer you somewhat vague, but some real examples. I think until we get a vaccine, which, you know, we will be getting by the end of the year with Pfizer just announcing their test results and another company recently. So I think until we can get an adequate population vaccinated, that's going to be the start. It won't be this year we'll have the adequate number of vaccine, hopefully by next year. And, you know, the prediction is 2021 is going to look somewhat like 2020, which I know none of us want to hear, but I think in reality we're looking into pretty far into next year before we can go back to what we call a normal way of life.
That's something I know a lot of people don't want to hear, just because we're fed up with the fact of, you know, we want to see our families at those gatherings like we talked about earlier with Thanksgiving and Christmas, and you want to go out and do things and not wear a mask. So I know that's hard, and I'm sure it's hard for you just being in the medical field and having your position and dealing with this every day, and I wish you the best of luck during all this. The last question I wanted to follow up with and ask you, Dr. Macedoni, is what advice do you have for the listeners as we move forward during the pandemic, especially for the young adults trying to enjoy themselves, and just for the elderly, as the fact of, you know, you might have your grandkids who are the young adults who might be going out? What's your advice for everyone currently? Like, what can we do as a whole and as a young adult and as an elderly person to make sure we don't give it to someone we love and stay safe, but also have those social experiences we want to have?
Well, even you
asked, Ian, you asked a lot of hard questions, but this may be your hardest one. It's tough, and we're all kind of getting to the point now, really, is I do this now or that now. But I still think we're in a point where we need to continue to pay attention. I'm sure nobody wants to give their grandparent this virus, nor do you want to see their grandparent or their parents get sick. We know that young kids, college kids, they might have some symptoms, but typically they do quite well. Unfortunately, older people, their parents or grandparents, especially with things like diabetes and heart trouble, they don't do as well. So keeping that in mind, we just want to try to do the best we can to slow down the spread, especially to our family members.
Dr. Macedonia, thank you so much for answering these questions. I really do appreciate it. It was an honor and a privilege to interview you during these hard times and talk about these issues. I can't thank you enough. Listeners, for you just tuning in maybe, we just talked to Dr. Pat Macedonia about the COVID-19 issues and how to stop the spread and hopefully get back to normal sometime down the road. Dr. Macedonia, thank you again so much. I hope you have a wonderful evening. And listeners, this is WGLZ 91.5 FM. Thank you, Dr. Macedonia. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.